This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, May 7, The Face of God, from Genesis 32. Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." In our culture, we have many devices to stay connected: phone, email, texting, Facebook, Twitter, Skype, and more. And yet we travel great distances to have face-to-face contact. We long for the times when we can express ourselves in person with one another. In the human realm, face-to-face contact is important. But can you imagine what it would be like to have a face-to-face meeting with God? In the Bible, the first person who speaks of encountering the face of the Lord is Jacob, after his wrestling match with an angel of the Lord who spoke to him on God's behalf and with God's authority. Jacob was completely changed from that encounter. He received a new name, Israel, and that meant he had a new identity given to him by God. As a result, new opportunities opened up for him. That morning, Jacob limped away with God's blessing, and he set off to reconcile with his brother Esau. Because Jacob was changed, he said later to Esau, "To see your face is like seeing the face of God, now that you have received me favorably." That was remarkable, as jealousy and bitterness melted away after Jacob's encounter with God. Do you or I need to have an encounter with God to see our brother or sister in a whole new way?
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.